Today's shiur is in Masech the Sukkah on Daf Chav Beis. We will begin at the top of the Amud at the Mishnah. And during our shiur today, we will be referring to the various pictures that are depicted in the Sefer Hamor HaMevor, beginning with the picture on page 45, number 134. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah HaMeduvleles. What exactly a Sukkah Meduvlelis is, Rashi says that the Gemara will explain two different pshatim, Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. Vishetzilso meruba mechamosa kshera, and if the shade is more than the sun, there is more schach than there is sun, then the Sukkah is kosher. Rashi points out from the Gemara in Amud Beis that the Gemara will ask that this seems to be redundant. We've already learned this in the first mishnah of our Masechta on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that the schach is required to be tilsum merum chamasa, and if it's chamasa merum tilsum, the mishnah said there it's possible. Why do we have to have two mishnayos which seem to be saying the same thing? And the Gemara will give an answer to this seeming redundancy. Hamo'uvik mean bias, if the schach is as thick as a house, as the top of a house, the roof of a house, afal pi she'ena kechavim nirin mitoicha, even though one cannot see the kechavim, which l'chatchila one should be able to see through the schach, yet the halacha is ksheira. And to what extent? We will have a machlokas in the Gemara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Meiri tells us that we say it's kosher, but that is teaching us a chiddush that people won't make a mistake and think that if a schach is so packed together that one cannot see the stars, that hu adin, the roof of a house would be acceptable as well. We're not choishish for that. The halach is ksheira, but ain't a chanami. It's ksheira only b'diyevet, as the poskim say, but l'chatchila, one should not have such thick schach. Begins the Gemara, my miduv lelis. What, in fact, is the explanation of the first opening words of our Mishnah, Sukkah hamiduv lelis? And we have a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, Sukkah aniya. This is a poor sukkah. It's sparsely placed, there is sparsely placed schach on top of it. It is very poor, and it, as Rashi says, it only has konim ma'at. There's a lot of space. As long as there's not more than three tvachim between one piece of schach and the other, but it is sparse, as long as it's tzilsum meruba mechamasa, the halacha is ksheira. Ushmuel omar, and Shmuel says that this word meduvleles means something else. Kana oila v'kana yored. As you see in picture 134, that the schach is actually on two levels, and between one piece of schach and the other on the top level, you have a piece of schach on the second level facing the space that was between the top two on the top level. Each piece of schach has corresponding at the bottom level a piece of schach in between the space. And the Ritva tells us by Sukkah Aniya, according to Rav, that the Chiddush is that we're not worried that even though it's just barely Tzilsum Ruv Chamasa, since it's a Sukkah Aniya, it's a poor Sukkah with very little Schach, and yet we're not worried that some of the Schach will perhaps fall off and then it'll become Chamam Ruv Mitzilsa, and we permit such a type of Sukkah. And now the Gemara elaborates on the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Tani Chod. Rav learns that the two cases in our Mishnah of Sukkah Hamaduv Leles and Tzilsum Ruv Mechamasa are not two cases, but they're actually one case. Ushmuel Tani Tarti. And Shmuel says that these are two cases. And the Mishnah elaborates. Rav Tani Chodo, because Rav learned Sukkah Miduv Leles, my Miduv Leles, Midul Delis. So Rav, there's a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel here, what is the shoresh, what is the root word of Miduv Leles? According to Rav, we take the dalit and the lamet of that word, And we say that it is like as if it was read sukkah mid dul delis from the Lashon dal sukkah aniyah. That's Rav's proud. It's a poor sukkah with a sparse amount of schach. But then the Mishnah continues and makes it all one case. It is kosher as long shetzilsum eruvim chamasad halacha is sheira. So it's all one case. Ushmuel tani tarti, and Shmuel learned that it's two cases. My miduvleles, what is the shorish of the word miduvleles? Not like Rav said that it's miloshin dalid lamid dal sukaniya, but rather the ikur shorish is the beis and the lamid of miduvleles, which means mivulbeles. It is mixed up. It's uneven. You have two layers of schach, one on the top and one on the bottom. It's not straight across the sukkah. Vitar Tiktoni, and what the Mishnah was actually telling us, according to Shmuel, was two cases. Sukkah mevul belas kshera. The word sukkah medevlelas really means sukkah mevul belas, an uneven sukkah, is kosher. Vitzil samimruvich hamas kshera. And then the case of Rav, of sukkah aniyah, that's what Shmuel says, is the second halach of the Mishnah, that is long, even if it's sparsely placed tzchach on top of the sukkah, as long as tilsum erum chamasa, it is ksher. So we have here two cases and not one. And the shorish of the machlok is Rav and Shmuel is what is the shorish of the word meduv lelis? Is it miloshin dalid lamed dal or is it miloshin beiz lamed mevulbol uneven? Do we have one case in the Mishnah according to Rav? Do we have two cases in the Mishnah according to Shmuel? Amr Abai says Abaya. Loishanu, when do we say that it's a sukkah ksheira according to Shmuel? Of sukkah hamaduv leles, which we interpreted according to Shmuel, mivul beles, an uneven sukkah with the schach being on two levels. When can the two levels attach and join together? Elish ein bein zeh lezeh shleish tevachim, unless there is not between level one and level two, there is not in between three tevachim. And then we have the halach of lavud, and we can consider the upper level and the lower level attached together, and we consider it as if we have one level of schach. Aval yesh bein zeh lezeh gimel tvachim psula. But if there is between level one and level two, three tvachim or more, then we cannot say the din of lavud, and then in fact, each level will be considered pasul, and we cannot join them together to make a tzilsum erum chamasa, because we have nothing to connect the top level with the bottom level together. Rashi points out here that when we speak about the kana oilav, a kana yoirid, according to Shmuel, that it's on two different levels, as we just learned from Abaya, that it has to be within three tefachim to make the din of lavud. So Rashi says that right now, the way we have the sukkah, with the way we have the schach, it's chamas merub mitzilsa. But Rashi says, the way the Bach puts in ois beis, the word royin, royin, kol she'ilu hoya mesuchachin bishava, so even though the way the schach is situated right now, that it is separated, but if we could say love it, and we could make the two levels together, we could join them together, and then if they would be joined together, there would be tzilsum ruach hamas, and then it's kosher. But from Rashi is mashma that right now, there is no tzilsum erum chamasa. The way the schach is structured right now, it's actually chamas erum tzilsa. However, the tour disagrees, and the tour says to say this royin, there has to be at some point where it's tzilsum erum chamasa. And the tour explains that when the sun is directly overhead at chatzos hayoim over the sukkah, at that point, that moment of the day, in fact, when the sun is beating straight down on top of the sukkah, then in fact it is tilsum ruach hamasa. So even when the sun is to the east or to the west of the sukkah, and at that point, because of the situation of the sun vis-a-vis the sukkah, it becomes chamasim ruach tilsa. So then we say, since bechatzois hayoyim it would be tilsum ruach hamasa, it is tilsum ruach hamasa at that point, so it doesn't bother us where the rest of the day it's not, and it's considered tzilsum ruach hamasa. But says the Torah, at some point it does have to be tzilsum ruach hamasa, and on that, Rashi says, no, we say royin, that even if at no point during the day it's tzilsum ruach hamasa, but if you would connect them together, there would be tzilsum ruach hamasa, it would be kosher. continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava says to Abaye, I can give you a case where even if they're separated three and more, and we could not say lavud, yet there would be a halacha which would unite the two levels of schach together. Even if there is three tvachim between level one and level two, nami loyamorn. When do we say that you would not say lavud and you would not be able to connect the two levels together, and you would not be able to say royin as if they're all on one level and as if it is still some rubchamasa? That is only elo only she'ein begagoy tefach, that the top layer, each slat in each piece of schach in the top layer is not wide a tefach. Avol yesh begagoy tefach, but if the top layer does have a tefach, then it is ksheira, even if it's more than three tefachim between level one and level two. Why? Because there's another halacha which we could say, the amrinin chavoit rami, because we have a halacha that you lower something down, chavoit and rami, you cast it down. In other words, you lower, Rashi points out in Divrei HaMaskil She'ein Begagoy, that this is similar to the halacha of good achis mechitza. That a mechitza, which is hanging in the air, the edge of the mechitza can be lowered down halachically. We can consider as if it goes down to the ground because of the concept of good achis, except Rashi says that chavot rami is the same concept, except when you're taking the edge of a mechitza and going down, then you use the concept of good achis. And here, where you're using a flat piece of schach, and you want to lower the entire piece. In other words, as we explained before, that between one piece and another of the lower schach, there is an airspace, and you are going to lower down the piece of schach which is on the top level, and that piece of schach will fit right in between the two pieces at the bottom in the lower level. That's chavot rami, but here you're not using the edge of a mechitza of good achas. Here you're using a flat lowering. A flat lowering has a different description. It's called chavot rami, but the understanding of both lavud, of both good achas and chavot rami, is the same idea. Now continues the Gemara, Amar Rava, mino aminola. From where will, do I have a proof? From where can I tell you? Rava said, I agree with Abaye that if it's more than three tefachim, you're not going to be able to say lavud, and you will not be able to connect the top of the bottom, but that's only if the top one did not have a width of a tefach. But if the top one had a width of a tefach, we say chavoyt rami. So it's clear in Rava's words that if the top does not have a width of a tefach, there is no halacha of chavoyt rami. Where do I see that distinction? Rava says, I know it from a mission in Olois where it speaks about inyani tuma. In other words, chavoyt rami is not only a concept, legabe sukkah, or as we'll see later in the Gemara, legabe Hilchis of Dvorim that are Matara Mavui in Hilchis Erevin, but it's also a halacha legabe tumo. And this is the Mishnah in all his Perik Yudbeis Mishnah Hey. We learned in a Mishnah in Olois, Kairos Habayis, the beams of a house. Veho Aliyah, the bayis is the lower floor of a house, and the aliyah is the top floor of a house. And Rashi explains that in those days the roofs were flat, not like our roofs of today, which are slanted. This house had in it Kairos, it had beams. And how did they make ceilings in those days? They had a beam. They had slats of wood which went between the beams. And on top of that, they would have the plaster that would form the ceiling, the roof. Our case is speaking about, as we're going to learn, She'ein aleihem aziva. There is no plaster. And Rashi points out, not only is there no plaster, but there weren't the slats of wood that go between one beam and another. So what you have is a structure which is waiting for the slats to come, which is waiting for the maziva, for the plaster to be put on top of it, but it doesn't have it yet. So you have two layers. You have the ceiling of the bottom floor, just the beams, and you have the roof, the ceiling of the top floor, again, just the beams. V'hein mechuvonos, if the top layer of beams are directly opposite the bottom layer of beams, as you have in picture 136, Tuma tachas achas man, if there is a kezias of a mace that is under one of these beams, tachteo tami, and we are speaking about, as we see in page 136, where the kezias is under one of the beams of the ceiling over the bottom floor. So tachteo, the under that from the beam of the ceiling of the bottom floor, and until the floor under that beam, tame. This entire Gemara is predicated on the concept that an oil, a tent over a mace or a kezias min a mace, an olive's worth of a mace, that oil, even let's say that the kezias itself is less than a tefach, using our example here that each beam is a tefach. But since the tumah is under one of the beams, so the entire tefach will be considered an area of tumah. You have a roof, you have an ol, a tent over the kezias of the mace, and that tumah will go from the entire tefach, which is above the kezias of the mace, down to the floor. That whole area is tumah. What happens if you have Bein HaTachton El Yoyna? You have the Kezias Min HaMeis, you have the Tumah between the ceiling on the first floor and the ceiling on the second floor, as we have in picture 137. So Beinehen Tumah. So between the beams from the top, from the bottom bottom ceiling to the top ceiling, that area is tame. But underneath, l'mashal, the ceiling of the bottom floor will not be tame, because a oil which is a tefach brings tuma, it's mevia tuma, and it's also chotzitz v'pnei tuma. So it's mevia tuma that even though the kezias is less in width then a tefach, the tumah will spread out to the entire width that's under the oil. But it's also chotzeitz min tumah, it will prevent that oel, that tefach which is under the kezias min hameis, will prevent the tumah from going underneath into the airspace of the first floor. It will also not go above the beam which is on the second floor. It'll only be concentrated between the beam on the first floor and the beam on the second floor, as we see in this picture on page 137. In picture number 137, which is on page 46 of the Sefer. Continues the Gemara. Al gabe hoel yoina. And now we go to picture 138. Al gabe al yoina kinegdo, if it's on this kezias min hameis, is on the beam, on the ceiling of the roof of the house, kinegdo, opposite that tefach, ad l'rakia tame, opposite the tumah till the heaven is tame. There's nothing that's stopping the tumah from going all the way up to the sky, and that is the halacha that tumah is oila ad l'rakia. If there's no a tefach which is chotzeitz, it will go right up to the heaven. That is case number one. What happens if Hoyoel Yoinois, Kibena Tachtoinois, as we go to page 47 and picture 139, and this case is different than the first case that we had, because here the top beams of the top ceiling are in between the beams of the bottom ceiling. So now we bring in the inyan of Chavot Rami. Now we can lower the top beams to go into the airspace of the bottom beams. and therefore tuma tachteyen. It's no longer, as we had in the first case, that tuma tachteha tame. No, now it's considered tuma tachteyen. Now all the beams unite together. They are going not in a straight level, they're going up and down, zigzag, because you have some beams on the upper floor, you have some beams on the lower floor, but they, through the concept of remote rami, they are all joined together with the upper beams going into the airspace of the lower beams. So now the entire house has a zigzag up and down roof on top of it. So if you had a tumma under one of the beams, and now, as the Meforshim explained, whether it's a lower beam or whether it's an upper beam, but it comes out that you have tumma under an oil, and this oil is considered going from one end of the house to the other, because remote rami makes it all into one oil. So then the halacha is tachas kulan tamei. Then there's tumma throughout the house under all the beams, not only under the one in which the tumma was. Al gabeim, in the same case where it's not mechuvonis, where it's not one, the top one directly opposite the bottom one, but rather it is ena mechuvonis. It's in the airspace of the lower one. So the al gabeim, if it's on top of these beams, and again, whether it's a lower beam or an upper beam, but it's on top, so now it's considered as if this tumma is on top of an entire roof. What would be if you have a kezayis tumma on top, a kezayis menames on top of the roof of a house? It would be, wherever it is, it would be tumma oila ad l'shamayim. That's the halacha, kenegdan ad l'rikiyah, tame. From there up to the heaven, it is tame. The tanya law. We learned the brisa on this mishnah in Olois, which says the following: Tamed vorm amurim. When do you say the halacha of chavoit rami? That's bezman sheyesh bohen tefach, when the beams have a tefach, ubeinayim poseach tefach, and between one beam and another there is an airspace also which is open to a tefach. So now remote rami, chavoit rami, will make the top beams come down into the airspace of the lower beams, and I have one oil. Anything underneath it is tame. Anything on top of it is oila ad l'rakia, and is not metame the bottom. When it's on al gabeim, the bottom is not tame because I have an oil that's chaitzis that doesn't let that tuma penetrate into the house. It just goes ad l'rakia. Aval ein beinayim poseach tefach. But if there is no airspace between one beam and another, on the lower level, for example, there is no airspace of a tefach. And Rashi points out that once we say there's no airspace of a tefach on the lower level, the corresponding beam that is on the top level, which is opposite the airspace that's in between the two beams on the bottom level, so the halacha is, and this we can see in picture number 141. So the halacha is, avol ein b'nei poseach tefach, and you see the picture that the top level, the beams are very narrow. They're less than a tefach. The airspace below is also less than a tefach between one beam and the other. So the halacha is tumah tachas achas mehen tachteh tamei. The tumah that's under one of them, underneath it will be tamei. Beinein val gabeim tor. And this beinein val gabeim, Rashi explains, is not going on the tumah, but is going on any kalim. Any kalim, in this case where you have the tumah, as we see on picture number 141, the tumah is underneath one of the lower beams. And Rashi points out that the lower beam is a tefach. And Rashi says, v'loi garsin an ein bohen tefach. We're not garis that the bottom ones don't have a tefach. Because if the bottom ones didn't have a tefach, there would not be a halacha that tachteyen is tamei, and on the side there's no tumma, and the tumma doesn't go up, because then there would be no tefach that's chaitzitz, and then the tumma would go right up to the shemayim. So the only way I can have this halacha that under the beam is tamei, But above it is not tummy, is only if that bottom one is a tefach. So Rashi says to say otherwise is a tos, Rashi says. The bottom one is a tefach. In between the two beams at the bottom, each two beams is less than a tefach. The top beam on the top floor is less than a tefach. And the point of the Gemara is that we don't say here chavoit rami, and since we don't say chavoit rami, it reverts back to the first case that we had in the Mishnah where they're mechuvanis. Just like by mechuvanis, the halacha is that the tumah is only lamata of that one beam where you have it; it doesn't spread to any other beams. So the halacha is here. Since I don't say, if I would say remoit Chavoit Rami, so then it would be considered to be under all the beams. And if it's under all the beams, then there's tumah under all the beams. There's an oil spreading out throughout the entire house. I have a roof over the entire house, so everything under it would be tummy. But since I don't say Chavoit Rami, it reverts back to the first case of Mechuvanis, and where Mechuvanis, the halacha is, that it's only tummy underneath. And since, as Rashi said, the bottom one is a tefach, therefore the tumah will not go above because the tefach is chaitzeitz, and it will not go on the side because the oil stops at the edges of that one tefach. There's an airspace right next to it, and therefore the tumah is contained underneath that one beam. That's what the Gemara says. Tumah tachas achas mehen. If the tumah is only under one of them where it's not Pesach Tefach, Tachtea Tomei, underneath it is Tomei, Beinein Valgabein, any Kalim which are, and Rashi explains, Beinein is referring to when it's Mechuvonis. Algabein is referring to its Einem Mechuvonis. Whether it's Mechuvonis or it's not Mechuvonis, if the airspace between the, on one level, the two beams and the bottom is not a Tefach, that means that the top beam on the top floor or ceiling is also not a Tefach. You don't say Chavoit Rami. If so, any Kalim on top of the beam which has the tumah under it, whether it's mechuvin, whether it's ena mechuvin, will not become tameh because there is no halacha of oyel beinei v'gabeim tar. So Alma, what do we see from this entire Mishnah in Olos and the Braisa that explained the Mishnah? Alma, ki is bei tefach amrin chavoit. When there is a tefach, we do say chavoit rami. V'chiles bei tefach, when there's no tefach, loy amrin chavoit rami. Because what was the case which the Braisa told us? That we only say chavoit rami when there's an airspace of a tefach between the two beams at the bottom level, and corresponding there is a tefach in the beam that is over the airspace of the bottom. The one on top is corresponding to the airspace in the bottom, and both the airspace and the corresponding one on top is a tefach. So then I say chavoit rami. Then everything under it is tamei. But otherwise, if it's less than a tefach, the airspace and the beam on top is less than a tefach, I don't say chavoit rami, and therefore only tachteo is tamei. So from here we see, Rava says, my klal, that we only say chavoit rami if there's a tefach. If there's no tefach, we don't say chavoit rami. So from tumah, we're going to learn to the schach as well. If there's more than three, we don't say lovet. The only way to join them together is chavoit rami, but that's only if the top one has a area space of a tefach. Otherwise, we will not say chavoit rami. Yosef Rav Kana v'kamal ha-shmaitze. Rav Kana was sitting and he said over this halacha of Rava that we only say chavoit rami when there's a tefach. When there's less of a tefach, we do not say chavoit rami. Amar Rav Ashi Rav Kana. Rav Ashi asked the kasha Rav Kana, v'chol heicha de les bei tefach lo amrinan chavoit rami? Are you going to tell me this klal that wherever there's no tefach on the top one, you do not say chavoit rami? V'atani, we learned in a braisa concerning Hilchas Eirvin that we know that in a mavui, the Rabbanan made an issur when it is in front of Rosh Hashanah and it's surrounded on three sides, that the people who are in the Chatzeris adjacent to the Mavi cannot carry from the Chatzeris into the Mavi without having a Lechi or a Korah in the front of the Mavi. And we learned that koira yoytze mikoisel zeh, that the beam on top that goes from one wall of the entrance of the mavi, ve'ein in the gas mikoisel zeh, it's not touching the other wall, ve'chein shtei koris, or if you have two beams which are coming out, one is coming from one wall, one's coming from the other wall, achas yoytze mikoisel zeh, achas yoytze mikoisel zeh, ve'ein in noigaz zibuzu, they're not touching each other, as we see in picture 142 on page 48. If there is a space between the two beams of less than three, where we could say lavud, ain't it zarch lavi karachesh? You don't have to bring another korah because it's considered as if it is all filled in, and you have a korah from one wall to the other, and it's considered that the mechitza or a hecker, it's considered that it enables you to carry from the chatzeres into the mavi. And in the mavi itself, based on this korah that we have at the front of the mavi. But shloisha, if the one beam coming out from one wall is far away from the second beam coming from the other wall, more three or more tefachim, where we can't say lavud, then it's not considered a kosher korah, and therefore tzarich lahavi karachas, you have to bring another korah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He is more makel, because Rav Shimon, as Rashi explains on the last Rashi on the summit, Rav Shimon Gamliel shita b'chol hashas is that lavud is said up to four tvachim, not just three tvachim. So Rav Shimon Gamliel loimer, as we turn to daf chavez on the days, pachas mi arba, if you have a space less than four tvachim, ain't sarach lavi karacheris, you don't have to bring another car because we say lavud arba, but if you have a space of four tvachim, sarach lavi karacheris, you have to bring another car because we do not say love it according to Rav Shimon Gamliel more than four. That is the case number one concerning the korah by a mavi. Now we bring another case. V'chein shtei koros. If you have two koros, hamatimos, that are twins, loy bezu kedei lekabel riech, v'loy bezu kedei lekabel riech. The halacha is that a korah is only kosher if it has a width of a tefach upon which one could put a brick, which a half brick, and a rich is half of a levena. A levena is a brick which is three tvachim wide and three tvachim long. And a rich is half a brick which is three tvachim long and 1.5 tvachim wide. So the Chazal said that if I have a korah which is one tefach wide, and I put an ariach, the width of the ariach to the width of the korah, and the one tefach ariach can hold up the 1.5 tefach of the korah, even though there'll be an etzba, as Rashi brings down here, divrei maaseh shtei koros hamatimos. I'll have one etzba on one side of the korah, and I'll have another etzba of the other on the other side of the korah of the levain of the ariach sticking out on both sides, but I'll be able to put some cement there to hold it up. So a korah which has the width of a tefach upon which one can place this ariach in the manner which we just explained, that is kosher. But what happens if I have two korahs and they're twins? Each, they're right next to each other, but each one by itself cannot, is not wide enough. It's not the width of a tefach. V'loy bezu kedei lekabel ariach. But im mekablis ariach l'rach by tefach, ein tzarich lavi karacheres, if by, Rashi explains according to the Bach, that if each one is put right next to and it's touching the other one, and together they have the combined space of a tefach, and then they would be able, so then they are kosher, but they're only kosher if you actually, according to Rashi, they're noigezu bezu, they're smuchezu lezu, which the Bach learns, they mamish have to touch each other, and they have to be a rach of tefach, as Rashi says in the Divrei HaMaskel, in Mekablos Arich, l'rach by tefach, so then they are kosher to be used. Other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Raj ben Ervin, disagree, and they say, even according to the Tanakhama, they don't have to be the width of a tefach together, even if they're less than a tefach, and by somewhat spreading them apart, one would be able to put an ariach on top of it, they would still be considered kosher. But Rashi Shita is, they have to be noigezubazu, they have to be the width of a tefach, and then according to the Tamakama, another korah does not have to be brought. V'imlav. But if they are not a tefach, Tzarech lahavi karach eres, you have to bring another korah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rashi says he's coming to be mekel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, oimer im mekabel tzariach la'orchoi shleisha tvachim. If each one, and even both together, are less than a tefach, but if I spread them out, even if I'll spread them out, they're not touching. They don't have a tefach. And if I would put the ariach to the width, as we see in picture 143, which is the way the Tanakhama wants to have it, in the picture 144, it's so spread apart that if I would put it to the width, it would fall through. And each one by itself couldn't hold this ariach either. And together, being spread apart, they can't hold it either. But if, as we see in picture 144, by putting it to the length, the two spread apart korahs would be able to hold upon them the ariach, which is three tvachim long, ein tzarech lahavi korach eres, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you would not need to bring another korah. But ve'im lav, but if they're too thin, and doing it in this manner, the ariach would not be able to, even if it's put by the length of three tvach, would not be able to stand on top of the koros, or chlavi korachers, that these two koros matimos are not kosher, and you have to bring another korah. Ho yo'achas lamaylo, va'achas lamato, if, as you have in picture 145 on page 49, you had the two koros matimos. They were one on top and one on the bottom. Now, if you would lower the top one to the bottom one, or you would bring up the bottom to the top, then they would be next to each other, and then you'd be able to put the ariach on. Let's say, even according to the Tanakhama, you'd be able to put it on the width, that you would have a 1.5 tefachim of an ariach on top of the one tefach of the two koros, but right now you cannot do it because they are far away from each other. Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yudai, Meroyin, Hal Yoina Kilu Hilamata, Vesatachtoina Kilamala. Rabbi Yaisi says, we don't actually need, this is just a halacha in the shear, how big does the korah have to be? It's not necessary mamish to be able to put an ariach on it. So therefore, Rabbi Yaisi says, we can have the concept of royin. We consider it. Let's consider that they're both on the same level. Royin is al yayin ki iluhi lamato, as if it's at the bottom, vesatachlein at the bottom, on kilu lama, as if it's on top. Ubel vad, with one exception. Shaloi tehe al yayin lamami esrim. The top one cannot be above 20 amas from the floor because that is not kosher for a korah. And also, vatachtona, the bottom one cannot be lamatam yasara tfachim. It can't be underneath 10 tfachim because Rashi says, ein mechitza b'pachas ma'asara. We want to use this as a mechitza, and you cannot have a mechitza less than asara tfachim. The Gemara is medayik, and this is the question which Rav Ashi, when he heard Rav Kahana saying this memra over from Rava, that we do not say chavot rami when the top one is less than a tefach. Here we're talking about a case where each of the korahs are less than a tefach. And we can be medayik that it's only a problem if the al-yoin is above 20 amas, and if the tachtona is below asor tvachim. But if the top and the bottom are both within 20 amas, then you would be able to say royin, and what's the halach of royin? L'chorah the halach is chavot rami. That we're doing it, it means even if the bottom one is just, as Rashi says, just above 10 tvachim, and the top one is just under 20 amas. So there's a big merchak of almost 20 amas between the top and the bottom, and yet through the halach of chavot rami, you'll connect the two. Afal gavdeles betefach. We say chavot rami, amrin chavot rami, afal gavdeles betefach. So even though each korah by itself does not have a tefach, I will throw down the top one to meet the bottom one in a halachic sense and connect the two, and then say that it's considered as if the ariach was able to lie on top of these two. If they're not strong enough, then not. But if they're strong enough to hold it al yedei royin, then it's kosher. You just said, Rav said in Amud Aleph that if it's not the width of a tefach, we do not say chavot rami. Amar lei. So Rav Kahana answered to Rav Ashi, Tritz, answer, you're making a fundamental mistake in the pshat over here. It's not the pshat that these are one that these are all one case, but actually it's two separate cases. When it says Hoy Achas L'mav Achas L'mata, that Rabbi Yaisi says Royin El Yonik Kilamata V'Tanu Kilamal, you learned it all as one case. No, Tritz answer Veimach and say the following. Bavad, the only time I would not say that it's kosher is Shalaitei El Yonik L'mal Me'esrim. The top one, that's one case, cannot be above Esrim because then it's possible to be a Kora. El Batoich Esrim. It has to be within Esrim. Vatachtoina. And in the case where the El Yoina is under 20 Amas, where is the Tachtoina? Not like you learned it's all one case and the Tachtoina is right above Asor Tvachim. No, in the case where the El Yoina is Lamata from Esrim Amo, Vatachtoina Smuchala Bapachas Mishloisha. The bottom one will be right next to it under three. Less than three. It's not a halach here of chavoit rami. If it's less than a tefach wide, you do not say chavoit rami. What are we working here? What halachic principle are we working with? The principle of lavud. We're making two cases. The first case is you must make sure that the top one is less than 20 amis. And then, through lavud, if the bottom one will be within three tefachim of the top one, we'll say lavud. Inami, a second case. The bottom one can't be less than 10 tefachim from the floor, then it's not kosher to be a kora for a mavi. El lamayim yasar, it has to be above 10. And where is the El Yoin in that second case? Smuchla, it's close to it, b'pachas mishloisha, less than three. Avol shloisha, in both of these cases, whether the El Yoin is lamato miyasrim amos or the tachton is lamalo miyasar tefachim, if the corresponding kora would be more than three tefachim. And now what do you want to use the halach of chavot rami? Avo shloishik, even the last bay tevach, since it doesn't have a tevach. Loi amrin chavot rami. In that case, we do not say chavot rami. So Rav Kahana was able to answer Rav Ashi's kasha on Rava, and Rava works out very well, and there's no kasha, and we say Rava's halacha that less than a tefach, we do not say the principle of chavot rami. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, "Shetzilsa merum chamasik sheira." So the Gemara says. So we in the Mishnah, when we were learning, we pointed out, as Rashi did in the Mishnah, that l'chora there's a redundancy from the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which says that if it's chamas merum mitzilsa, it is psula. And here it tells you, "Shetzilsa merum chamasik sheira." What do we have to have both Mishnayos? Our Gemara here is going to ask actually a stira between the two Mishnayos, the diuk of the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, the diuk of our Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. There's a stira between them from the diuk, and once we answer this stira, then we'll be able to understand why we had to have Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, and why we had to have seemingly the same din on here on Chav Beis. The answer is because each Mishnah is telling you a different halacha, and that's the way we're going to answer both the redundancy and the apparent stira of the diukim, as we're going to see now in the Gemara. Ha ki adadi, from our Mishnah would seem that if it's machtzal machtzah, half and half, half schach and half sunlight, half tzilsa and half chamasa, ha ki adadi is psula. You must have tzilsa mirubim chamasa, only then is kshera. Ivatnan, we learned in the Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph Bidach Pirkin and the other Perek. Vishchamas merum mitzilsa psula. If there's more sun than shade, it's possible. We can mimedaik from there. Haki adadi, that if it's equal, sun and shade, ksheira, it's kosher. Here you tell me equal is possible, and there we're mimedaik that equal is kosher. Zakti Gemara, like kasha, this is not difficult. And this is why, in fact, we have to have both Mishnayos. There's no redundancy. There's no stira. There's no redundancy. Kamal mala, kamal mata. Here's on top. Here's on the bottom. Rashi says that the pshat is our Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, which says it's only kasha if it's a tilsum or mechamasa, is speaking about lamala. That the schach on top has to be meruba, according to Rashi's pshat, from the chama. Why? Because down, if it's going to be equal, we know that sun, as it goes through the cracks in the schach, will project. So if you have equal on top, you're going to have chamasa, meruv, mitzilsa on the bottom, and that would make the sukkah puzzle. The only way a sukkah could be kosher is if it's equal at the bottom, which means it has tzils merum chamas on top. But if it's equal lamayla, it's going to be chamas merum tzils on the bottom. That will be possible. So our Mishnah, which is medayik hoki adari psula, is going on the top. If you're looking at the schach on top, you have to make sure it has a ribui of tzel, a ribui of tzach. Of schach, a ribi of shade. But if it's equal, which will mean that you'll have more sunlight at the bottom of the sukkah, it's possible. And ha, over there, kan, over there, in the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where it says that chamas and rumatzils is possible, but 50-50 is kosher. That's if you're looking at the bottom of the sukkah. If you're looking at the floor of the sukkah, so if you see more sun than shade, that means on top it was equal. And more sun than shade at the bottom is possible. But if it's equal at the bottom, what does that mean? That it's more shade on top. It's only because the rays of the sun project that made it more on the bottom. But it was equal on top. That is kosher. So if lamata is, if kamal mata, if the lamata is 50-50, that means that on top, it's less than 50. So then it's like apostle. The only way it's kosher in that case is if Kamal Mata, Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph, is telling you that Chamos and Merub Tzils is apostle. And however, we can be medayik that if it's 50-50, it's kosher because that means that Lamala, you have more sale than Chamos. This is the pshat according to Rashi. So the bottom line according to Rashi comes out that you must have more tzeil on top. You must have tzils merum chamasa on the top of the sukkah, which will give you 50-50 at the bottom, which is kosher. Tosfos asks a number of kashas. V'hikshu Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos Divrei Maskil Kezuza. Before we get to the Tosfos, let's just finish the last part of the Gemara. Omar Papa, Haina Damri Inchi. That's what people say. Kezuzim Alil. If you have a small coin of a zuz on top, when the sun, the rays of the sun, if that's the amount of sun that you have on top, like a zuz, ke'ister melatachas, when it comes down, it filters down to the bottom, it'll look like a big coin. Rashi says an ister is a sela, which is bigger than a zuzah. So since whatever's on top small is on the bottom large, so therefore, chamas merum etzils is possible on the bottom, but if it's 50-50, it's at the bottom, it's mutter, because that means it's ksheira, because on top it was tzils merum chamasa, which is expanded to 50-50, and that is kosher. That's the way Rashi learns. A zuz on top will become larger kistera at the bottom. Tosfos asks two basic questions. Here we are speaking about Rav Papa and Rav Papa, Haina Damri Inchi, and Rav Papa, in fact, himself holds an erevin that tezvav amid beis that poritz ka'imid mutter concerning schach. If the amount that's open is equal to the amount that's covered, 50-50, it's mutter. And here we're saying that Rav Papa would hold a 50-50 on top would be possible, and there he says it's kosher. The second question that the Rabbeinu Tam asks is that we find that a istura is half of a zuz. Alma says Tosfos, the istura pachas mezuzah, that a coin of an istura was smaller than that of a zuz, and here it seems to be that it was larger. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns differently. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that, not like Rashi, that really 50-50 on top is kosher. So 50-50 on top is kosher. What do we do with the diyukim? One place is mashma, it's kosher. One place is mashma, it's possible. So the answer of the Gemara is, halamala halamata, means if you're looking on top at the sail, which is 50-50, the shade is 50-50 to the sun, that's kosher. Because then you're looking at the division of sun and shade equally and correctly. But if you're looking at it from the bottom, not like Rashi learns, mumata means you're looking at the sun and the shade at the bottom of the sukkah. No. You're looking at the sun and the shade at the top of the sukkah, but your vantage point, the place from where you are looking, is lamata. So Tosfos says that we know, koich of gadol b'shamayim, doime b'einenu k'katan. A big star in heaven, it looks to us like something that is small. So you see on top, it looks to you that it's 50% shade, 50% space. a son, and in reality, what looks to you 50-50 is really that there's more sun than shade. You're looking at it from far away. To you, the sun looks small, but really the sun is bigger than what it appears to you. Like a star from far away looks small. So to you, the sun rays appear to you to be small. So therefore, really in reality, you know what's on top there? Is there's more sun than shade, and that's why it's possible. So really, if you're getting a correct view of it on top, and you see the sun and the shade as being 50-50, that's kosher. Not like Rashi says that you need roiv to be tzeil. 50-50 is also kosher on top. But if you're looking at it from the bottom, you won't see it correctly. And then from the bottom vantage point to the top, 50-50 is possible. But if in reality there's 50-50 there, it is kosher. There is a beautiful drush pshat in connection with this, which I once heard from a Rashiva, Harav HaGaon Rav Yaakov Yitzchak HaLevi Ruderman, Zechet Tzadik V'Kol HaShiv Rach, the Rashiva of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael, on a Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Chesem Ad Beis, the Gemara says that the Matztike HaRabim, are those who are Matztik the Rabim, they're Mezakeh the Rabim, Kechavim La'olam Va'ed, they are like the stars for eternity. Who does this refer to, says the Gemara? Eilu Melamdei Tanoikis, that a teacher of young children is considered like the stars. So Rav Ruderman explains what's the connection between stars and Melamde Dardaki, Melamde Tinoikis. And he said this word that Tois is saying, that you can have a part of the solar system, you can have a planet, not a midget planet, but a regular large planet, which is many times greater than the world itself, than the Earth itself. Or you can have a star, a gigantic star, greater than our Earth many times, but to us it looks like a small dot in heaven. So things that are small could be in reality very, very large, much greater than the Earth itself. Unfortunately, in our society, we look down upon the Melamed Dardaki, the Mechanech of young children. They seem to be not doing such significant work. That's what it might appear to someone with a casual outlook. But someone who perceives deeper realizes, says Rav Ruderman Zatzal, that these are the Matzdike Aravim, their Koichavim. As Tosfos says, Koichav Gadol B'Shemayim, Doime Beinenu Kekotin. He's a great star in heaven. He looks to us like he's something small. In reality, he's Kekoichavim, La'olam Voed, and their work, their Melechus HaKodesh, is eternal. Even though Tosfos asks questions on Rashi, the Rosh gives answers to these questions, and Lahalocha, the Psak, is like Rashi, that we require not Silsum Arubim Chamasa just from the bottom of the Sukkah, looking at it from the bottom, but actually on top, even from the vantage point of Lamala, one needs to have Silsum Arubim Chamasa on the top of his Sukkah. Continues the Gemara with the last explanation on our Mishnah, Me'uvah Kimin Bayis. The Mishnah said it's kosher even if the schach is packed up and thick like a house. Tana Rabbanan, Hama'uvah Kimin Bayis, Afa Pishenek Kachav Nir Mitaicha, Ksheira. That we learned, as it said in the Mishnah, that even though you cannot see stars through it, it is kosher. What happens if Ein Koich V'Chama Nir Mitaicha, if it's so thick that you cannot see any of the rays of the sun appearing through it? Here we have a Machlokes Beishami and Beis Hillel. Beishami Poislin. Beishami says that looks too much like a house, that it's possible. U Beis Hillel Machshir, and Beis Hillel says that this is also kosher, and so is the Halacha like Beis Hillel. But we find in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Resh Lamed Aleph Sif Gimel that the Rosh brings B'Shem Yerushalmi that at least there has to be the ability to see very large stars have to be able to be seen through the Schach. And Mr. Brewer of Katan Vav says that if it's so thickly packed that absolutely no rain and a heavy downpour can come through the schach, then that is possible even b'diavad, even according to Beis Hillel, who says that if there's no rays of the sun coming through, it is still kosher. However, if it's so thick that no rain can come through, it's possible afilu b'diavad. It's a possible afilu b'diavad, because that, even Beis Hillel would agree, is mamish like a house, and that would be possible for schach, for a sukkah.